From the Fairbanks Museum in St. Johnsbury, welcome to this midday edition of the Eye on the Sky forecast. Winter storm warnings are in effect from this afternoon into tomorrow afternoon. Snow is likely in New York and in southwestern Vermont this afternoon and should reach Interstate 89 by 3 p.m., eventually reaching northern New Hampshire by late in the day. Travel will be substantially affected both during this evening's commute and for tomorrow morning's commute. Snow will remain heavy at times tonight. Snow overnight will mix with sleet in between routes 2 and 4, mixing with sleet and or freezing rain south of Route 4 and south of the White Mountains. Storm total snow and sleet accumulation of 7 to 15 inches can be expected in northern and central areas by the end of the day tomorrow. 5 to 10 inches will likely have fallen south of Route 4 and south of the White Mountains, where the greater proportion of sleet along with some freezing rain will lower overall snow amounts. Strong winds tonight along the western slopes of the Green Mountains, Taconics, and Berkshires will bring the risk of power outages. A wind advisory is in effect for these areas until early tomorrow morning. This afternoon, travel will become particularly difficult in southwestern areas from the Hudson Valley and Lake George through far southwestern Vermont and into the Berkshires. In these areas, several inches of snow could fall from this afternoon into early this evening before the sleet and freezing rain set in. A large and complex area of low pressure is now strengthening to our southwest. The term complex in this case denotes a large overall circulation with multiple smaller circulations embedded within it. Of these smaller circulations, the primary one spins over lower Michigan at present. Warm air aloft will come in ahead of this circulation, first bringing a burst of moderate to heavy snowfall to southwestern sections early to mid-afternoon. As the snowfall moves northeastward, it will be light at first, but it will intensify quickly as dry air near the surface is overcome. Warmer air that works in aloft will change snow to a mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain as the night wears on, especially in the south. An upper-level disturbance tomorrow afternoon could bring an uptick in snowfall over the mountains, with precipitation otherwise diminishing. There will also be a coastal component to this system, but that won't really take over until tomorrow night, as low pressure consolidates over the Maritimes, also bringing the chance for some additional accumulation in the northern mountains. In the short-term summary, winter storm warning into tomorrow afternoon, a wind advisory late today into early tomorrow for the western slopes of the Green Mountains, Taconics, and Berkshires. This afternoon, thickening clouds, snow likely in New York and in southwestern Vermont, reaching Interstate 89 by 3 p.m. and reaching northern New Hampshire late in the day. Snowfall could be heavy at times, highs in the upper teens to mid-20s north and mid to upper 20s south, light winds becoming east around at 10 miles an hour, gusting to 25 late in the day. Tonight, snow, heavy at times, along with periods of blowing snow, snow mixing with sleet in between routes 2 and 4, mixing with sleet and or freezing rain south of Route 4 and south of the White Mountains, lows in the teens to around 20 north and in the 20s south, winds overnight from the east to southeast 10 to 25 miles an hour, gusting to 35, except gusting to 50 miles an hour in the advisory areas. On Wednesday, morning snow continuing in the north, transitioning to snow showers in the afternoon. An early wintry mix in southern areas, transitioning to a mix of rain and snow showers in the afternoon. Storm total snow and sleet accumulation by day's end, 7 to 15 inches north, 5 to 10 inches in the south. Highs tomorrow in the 30s, some upper 20s over high terrain in the north. On Wednesday night, snow showers tapering off in the north, mostly cloudy south. Lows in the teens to near 20 north and low to mid-20s south. On Thursday, mostly cloudy north with some partial clearing, becoming partly sunny in the south. Highs on Thursday ranging in the upper 20s to lower 30s north and in the 30s across the south. That's the forecast from the Fairbanks Museum. I'm meteorologist Lawrence Hayes with an eye on the sky.